39, Wisconsin 37 at the half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
They concluded a halftime ceremony. Athletics Director Chris McIntosh making the announcement that forever forward, the men's basketball coaches' locker room will now be the Howard Moore family coaches' locker room. Trennis, Howard Jr., Howard's mom and dad, Howard's brother Darnell, Howard's son Jarrell, who, by the way, Jarrell spoke to the crowd here at the Kohl Center. I'm a little jealous because he's uncommonly smooth on a microphone. He's a senior in high school, ladies and gentlemen, but wanted to express his thanks on behalf of the family for the support that everybody in the Wisconsin basketball community, fans, everybody, what they continue to mean to the Moore family. Pretty special day, isn't it?
Yeah, super special. I just think of myself as a dad seeing a son out there able not only to rise and be this is his moment to be the man of the family, right? And so I just think it's really beautiful that you can see he's an awesome blend of both Jen and Howard.
No doubt.
Like every time I see him, every time I speak to him, he is an absolute blend. And it's just, it's really wonderful to see all this recognition.
A special day. Howard making a Kohl Center appearance today for the first time since 2019. And a lot of his teammates are here. Those who joined him on the floor, Rashard Griffith, Michael Finley, Tracy Webster, Sean Carlin, and Chris Conger, all teammates forever and close friends forever. It was an incredibly special moment at the Kohl Center and a very special day. At the half, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 37. More of our halftime chat presented by America Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We continue with halftime. Time to check out the U.S. Bank scoreboard update. In the top 25 games in progress at the half, number 15 Baylor leading number 7 Kansas 35-34. And late in the first half, the fighting Lamont Paris is late in the game, I should say, is number 18 South Carolina leading number 24 Florida 77-74. They have hit the final minute of that game. Big day in the Big Ten. Later today, Iowa is at Northwestern. And the primetime game tonight, Michigan State is at Purdue. Tomorrow, Indiana is at Maryland. And Michigan will take on Ohio State in Columbus. At the half of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Illinois in a tight one. Illinois 39, Wisconsin 37. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
39, Wisconsin 37. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. As in the first half, Illinois 15 of 31 from the field, 6 of 10 from downtown, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Wisconsin shooting pretty well here, very well actually. 14 out of 26, just 1 of 5 from deep, and 8 out of 10 at the foul line. Getting to the free throw line helpful for Wisconsin. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass. Wisconsin with a paint point edge, 22 to 16. Badgers have turned it over 7 times. Illinois converting those into 14 points. 5 miscues for the Illini. Wisconsin has turned that into 6 first half points. Terrence Shannon, 14. Marcus Damas, 13. Tyler Wall has 9 to pace Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Illinois 39, Wisconsin 37. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. Charlie and I are back for the second half in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
We get ready for the second half here at the Kohl Center. Illinois had a big run in the first half, led by as many as 7. The Badgers closed it to 2, 39-37, the Illini, as we get ready for the second half. And Badgers went considerable minutes without Stephen Crow, without A.J. Storr, but they were able to kind of keep things in order.
They were. They took a couple big punches by Illinois. They had a 12-0 run in there in the second half, of about between 8 and that 8-5-minute run right there. I go back to the keys. They're identical. They got to keep Illinois out of the paint. When they got to the paint, that's when Illinois was really, really dangerous. But the key to that is having your big Crowell on the floor. The other big thing about Illinois is that because they are long and athletic, you can get them out of position really quick because that's their game. They want to get opportunities. So I'm not going to say cheat, but try to anticipate the situation a lot.
No doubt. Illinois will have the first possession of the second half. We'll move to our left. Both teams with their original starting lineups out on the floor. So we say this all the time in this particular sport, when you have key players with two fouls in the first half, this first segment, maybe first 2 seconds of the second half, really important if they can avoid the third.
Very important. The first 5 minutes of a second half, when you have guys in foul trouble, you just try to stay in position, not try to get beat. No silly fouls.
Exactly. Here's Ty Rogers to the front court. Second half underway. Rogers checking him is Stephen Crow. Rogers on the left wing. Throws it to Mask. He's against the wall at the free throw line. Damask puts it on the deck. Left lane line. Goes up and in with the left hand. And Damask with 15. 4-point lead for the Illini.
Right there, he did a really nice job of getting the edge. Tyler gave him that corner, and you just can't. He's too wide.
41-37 Illinois. Max Klesman outside right. Bounces to Crow with Hawkins defending. Crow on the back to the right block. Hawkins contesting. Stevie shakes up left hand. Back iron no good. Hawkins the rebound. And stop for Illinois as Coleman Hawkins brings it up the floor for Brad Underwood's team. Shannon outside left against Hepburn. Shannon left of the lane. Whips it to Guerrier. Tries a three straight on and good. Quincy Guerrier as Illinois continues. Red hot shooting from distance. 44-37 the Illini. A minute gone by second half. Hepburn outside right. Throws to Wall. Turns to Klesman outside left. Dribbles around a Wall screen. Now it's Crow. Hands to Hepburn. Chucky goes to Max. Fakes the three. Steps up. Beats Chucky. Side steps. Three in the air. Straight on. Off the front of the rim. No good. And they'll get Crow on a foul trying to back tap. Oh my goodness. It's going to be three on Stevie.
That is bad for them.
That happens a minute 17 into the second half. Sean Blackwell will check in as the Badgers will downsize. Blackwell is in for Crow.
Well, it's smart to pull him out of the game because you're going to need him as the second half really gets deep here.
A minute 20 gone by, second half, 44-37 the Illini. Rogers right wing, bounces the mask, top of the circle. Mass on the deck, right lane line, throws it up, blocked by Wall. Tyler comes down with it. Wall with a big rejection.
He did a really nice job that time, keeping his chest in play. Last time he gave him the corner.
Tyler Wall out high for Wisconsin. Shannon coming out on Tyler. Finds a back-cutting Storr and try to jam one in there, and the pass got kicked out of bounds. Wisconsin keeps it.
He just said, don't throw it on the ground. You know how high I can jump? He just said, dude, he's pointing to the sky. Please throw it up next time.
Let me dunk that thing. Storr sideline right, inbounds to Blackwell. Hands it back to A.J. Flips it to Blackwell, right of the circle. Blackwell is guarded by Hawkins. And now it's Hepburn against Rogers. Chucky with a bounce pass for Wall against Guerrier, and he crowded him, got in the cylinder there defensively, and Guerrier has called for the foul. That's his second. He got hit, but he didn't allow Wall to make a basketball move. Contact made, and that goes on the defense.
Yep, absolutely. I do like that rule a lot. Mm-hmm.
Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds to Wall. Back to Chucky. Slips it back into Tyler. Right of lane, quick spin, baseline, low to the right, up and in. Wall with 11, 44-39 Illinois. 2 minutes into the second half.
And really smart that Wall went right back at him because he's not going to make two mistakes in a row. He's got to give him that bucket.
Damask into Hawkins, posting on Klesman. Hawkins up and in. Boy, you talk about a size advantage there. Hawkins at 6'10". And it's 46-39 Illinois.
Yeah, Max has got to get him outside that lane. That's too dangerous.
About 2.5 minutes gone by, second half. Hepburn gives it to Klesman. He flips the Wall between the arcs. Wall surveys as he dribbles, gets it to Storr. Left-hand dribble to the line. A.J. in the lane goes up, got fouled. He got tied up. They'll get Terrence Shannon with the foul. That'll be his second.
They're calling a lot tighter here in the second half. They're not letting as much as the bump go.
Arm came down, I guess. So AJ Storr at the free throw line, where he is 3 of 4 today. He has 7 points. 2:35 gone by second half, 46-39. Illinois leads Wisconsin.
You made a mention of it down there. Because of the size of Illinois, Wisconsin has to keep them out. They're shooting a low percentage when they're outside that lane.
First free throw is good for AJ. The Badgers now 9 of 11 at the foul line. Second free throw for Storr. Eyes the rim. He sends it and hits it. 46-41 Illinois.
The first 10 minutes of the first half, they did a really good job of getting to the free throw line, and they're starting off the second half that way.
The mask on the dribble. Outside left against Wall. The mask on the wing. Starting to back down on Wall. In the lane is the mask. Goes up low on the right block, but a foul. As Wall got a little bit of the arm as well as the ball. It's a first on Tyler. It's what Brad Underwood calls booty ball, part of their booty ball offense. If you watched Penn State last year, they did that a ton. That's been a big part of how Underwood is playing it with Illinois this year.
Well, just everybody in that core is anywhere from 6'4 to 6'8. So that's pretty easy to allow that kind of offense to exist, because not many guys are going to match up very evenly.
Damask, an 88% free throw shooter, and he misses the first short. Damask with 15 points. A 2,000-point scorer in his college career, 1,600 of those at Southern Illinois. Second free throw for Damask, and that will roll in for him. So he splits, and it's 47-41, the Illini, coming up on 3 minutes gone by in the second half. And Burns sets the table for Wisconsin. He'll toss it to Wall. A flip for Storr, turn in the corner. AJ left lane line, spin move in the lane, flipped it up and into the right hand. And AJ go to work.
That was that ball screen move that AJ can take advantage of, because they're not hedging very strong. And if they do hedge and slip, beautiful turn.
47-43 Illinois. Here's Damask in the lane. Hangs in the air. He'll throw it to Rogers. Rogers checked by Blackwell. Rogers starts to back. Mid post right. Moving into the block. Up and under. Up right hand. Wide left. Rebound tipped in the air. Comes out to Damask. Another chance for Illinois. They're going to check the shot clock here, I think. I didn't think it hit it. The shot clock had bumped back to 20. This will be worth a review, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to check that out.
That was a heads-up call by Coach Carr, because I think that's right.
Yeah, that did not hit.
No.
That did not hit the rim.
No, it went over.
So now they're just going to have to go to the monitor and reset the shot clock. We have 16:32 remaining, 47-43, Illinois leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's that head. We're watching a replay right now. When they come off the ball screen, they have to, because they're not hedging, they have to commit to that strong side. And when they do, it leaves the whole weak side open. And great job by AJ to overuse it.
Storr now with 11 points in the game. Taking a look at the Big Ten Network, the replay. And it seems pretty clear the ball did not hit the rim here. So.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much time, maybe closer to 10. Oh, 7, there we go.
Yep, there we go, they make the adjustment. So 7 on the shot clock for Illinois. 4-point lead for the Illini, about 3.5 minutes into the second half. Ty Rogers, sideline left front court, will inbound. Throws it into Coleman. Hawkins against Klesman. Feeds Shannon, tries a three straight on. No, way off the mark, rebound Klesman. And a stop for Wisconsin. Here comes Max. And over the floor, throwing a wall between the arcs. Refeeds Klesman high on the left. Refusing the screen, drives to the rim, and the layup is good. Klesman refusing the screen, and a good take to the bucket. Badgers within two. Here's Damask in the lane, throwing to Rogers. A bump and a play on as Blackwell getting there. Now Rogers throws it out to Damask. He'll try a three, left side, a rounded out, no good. And a rebound to Blackwell. John will turn and go for Wisconsin. Illinois leads 47-45 early second half. 15:50 remaining. Tyler Wall rocks the dribble just outside the center circle. Rogers defends. A throw to Hepburn off the Wall screen. Chucky picked up by Rogers. Hepburn still on the dribble. Now kills the dribble. Bounces the Wall. Shot clock at 7. Wall left wing. Tyler against Guerrier. 5 to shoot. Wall moving in. Left block. Fades. Flips. High arching shot. No good. Rebound Damask. Outlet to Shannon for Illinois. Terrence Shannon Jr. to the front court against A.J. Storr. Going to Damask at the top. Goes into Hawkins' left elbow. Hawkins against Klesman, and Max reaching in and called for the foul. That'll be his second. It's a big ask of Max Klesman. Timeout taken at the under 16 mark here in the second half. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 15:20 remaining. Illinois 47, Wisconsin 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Zero in Wisconsin.gov. Illinois basketball. Ty Rogers inbounds to Terrence Shannon. A bounce to Damask at the free throw line. And the jumper away over wall. Short, no good. Rebound A.J. Storr. 15-10 remaining. 47-45 the Illini. Hepburn. Give it up the wall as the Badgers set the offense. Wall hands off the Storr. The handoff deflected to the backcourt by Shannon. Wall went to the floor. Gets back up as we play on. 12 to shoot. A.J. left of the circle. Leaves it for Tyler. Driving right lane line. Stops. Feeds Chucky. Fakes the three. Baseline right. Try to slip it into Wall and a whistle inside of kick. Foul call. A kickball, I should say. A kickball. So that gets the shot clock back to 20, which is a good thing. And starting to wind down. 14:50 remaining, 47-45 Illinois. Hepburn loops it inbounds for Wall. Tyler, baseline right around. Guerrier low on the right, layup good. We're tied. 47-all. Tyler Wall gets it to the cup. 14:40 remaining. Damask on the left wing. Damask on the dribble. Now starting to back down on Wall. Mid post left is Damask in the lane. Shakes up left hand. No good. Rebound. Blackwell ripped it away from Rogers. And the freshman for Wisconsin on the dribble to the front court leaves it for Hepburn. That's a man's board.
He said, give me that ball.
Chucky lost the handle, picked up by Shannon, deflected by Blackwell, loose out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois. And John's father played at Illinois back in the day. That toughness has been passed down to his son, John, no doubt.
This has got to be a game for him that he just wants to be a big part of.
Guerrier out. Dane Danger is in. 14-12 remaining. Wisconsin and Illinois tied at 47. Damask out front. Throwing to Terrence Shannon at the top of the circle. Danger the screen. Chucky works over it. Shannon, left wing, throwing to Justin Harmon, feeds to Mask on the right side. Shot clock at 10. Mask looking inside, gets it into Danger, low on the right, lost it, out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Max Klesman helping fill it inside.
Really great job on the weak side, clashing down as that pass was made. That really perfect timing.
Blackwell out, Crow in.
As you're teaching defensive structure, that is exactly what, if anybody's watching that, that is exactly what you want to see.
13:50 remaining. Wisconsin and Illinois stay tied at 47. Hepburn left sideline. Wall to screen. Chucky shuffling out between the circles. Now backpedals near half court. Throwing to Klesman high on the right. Flips it to Crow. Hands it back to Max for three in the lead. Back rim no good. Wall the offensive rebound. Second chance Wisconsin with 13:30 to play. Wall out high. Hawkins defending. Tyler on the dribble. To the line. In the lane. Lost his balance. And a foul is called on Coleman Hawkins, I believe. It'll be his second.
I think Tyler's got a real advantage because he's quick on that first step, but also his physicality is really catching those guys off track.
Both teams with three fouls. Tyler Wall has it, throws to Klesman up top against the mask. He feeds Wall, left of the wheel, puts it on the deck. Tyler in the lane, to the rim, layup is good. And the Badgers take the lead, 49-47.
He's getting over on the edge, meaning he's getting around the shoulder, and he's got such a quick step, he's able to just make him look silly right now.
13 minutes remaining, 49-47 Wisconsin. Here's the mask, hands off to Harmon at the top. Whips it right side, deflected. Klesman trying to save. It goes out of bounds to the right sideline. And now John Blackwell will check back in for Wisconsin. He's in for Klesman. 13 to shoot, 12:55 to play. 49-47 the Badgers. Tyler Wall with 15 points to lead the way for Wisconsin.
We were talking about that energy. If they get buckets inside, look at that energy. It transfers also to the defensive. Oh, man.
Inbounds pass Crowell. For Danger, and it was Crowell trying to flip it away. And boy, just two fouls you cannot have on Stevie here in the second half. One on a back tap and then one on a reach in. And he will come out with the four fouls as Nolan Winter re-enters.
It doesn't matter if everybody boos in here and thinks that wasn't a foul. That is just not something you do with the foul situation you're in.
No doubt. Harmon, baseline right inbounds to Hawkins, open for three, right side, good. Coleman Hawkins, a 39% shooter from distance, hits his first three today. 50-49 Illinois, 12:45 remaining. Tyler Wall picked up the dribble, hands off to Blackwell, crowded by Damask. Blackwell, left of the lane, driving, goes up, knocked away. Damask comes up with it for Illinois. He'll turn and go. Head up on the move, finds Danger down the lane to the rim, and he got fouled by Hepburn, and Chucky looks like he may have taken one of the ribs there.
Oh, it took a knee, it looked like. Oof.
That's the first on Hepburn, 12:30 remaining, 50-49 Illinois.
Blackburn made a great move on the offensive side, but with that, I say the butt in there is because with Damask guarding you, you got to really get body contact because that's what he's looking for.
Dane Danger, a 46% free throw shooter, 17 out of 37. He'll shoot two here. And the first is on the way, and it's good. Klesman will come in, replacing Winter. 51-49 Illinois with 12 and a half minutes to play. The Badgers again go smaller. Second free throw coming up for Danger. A couple of years at Baylor. A couple of years now at Illinois. Second free throw on the way, and he hit them both. How about that? Less than 50% for the season, but he knocks down two throws. 52-49 the Illini. 12:27 left of the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall against Danger, top of the circle. Ooh, Storr was back cutting. They couldn't make the connection. Now a throw to A.J. He'll come and get it. A.J. at the free throw line. Steps back. And now the jumper over Nico Moretti. Danced off the rim, no good. Wall trying to keep it alive, and it's snapped up by Coleman Hawkins. Outlet to Moretti. Back in there for Illinois. Throws a left corner for Harmon. Tries a three. Left corner, no good. Danger, the offensive rebound. Reached over Hepburn. Throwing it out to Moretti. Another chance for Illinois. Harmon left wing. Throws to Moretti. Wraps it for Shannon. Outside right. Shannon throwing to Moretti on the right wing. Covered up by Wall. Shot clock at 7. Coleman Hawkins against Blackwell. Inside feed caught by Danger. Knocked away by Chucky. Badgers with numbers. Hepburn feeds Klesman. Right side. 4-3. Book it. In transition, a huge three. We're tied at 52.
Really big three, but great recognition by Chucky. And good trail, not to get too close.
11:29 remaining. Here's Nico Moretti. Good screen from Danger. Blocked out Blackwell, who recovers and gets the steal. Ball is loose, and it's tapped to Tyler Wall. Blackwell with the recovery, forcing the turnover. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin with 11:13 to play, tied at 52. Chucky against Danger, low on the left, stops at the block, turns it out to Klesman. Max to the line, left lane line to the rim, goes up, no, but a foul. And Klesman goes to the free throw line with a chance to give his team the lead. The foul is on Hawkins, and that's his third.
I think he got a technical foul. He just shoved Blackwell out of the way.
Hawkins?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is, and Hawkins dangerously close to that Wisconsin huddle. Hawkins can be a very demonstrative sort. And there's no secret in the Big Ten. So emotions are high, and we got a tie game. Good time for a media break. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services to meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, 11:06 to play. Wisconsin and Illinois tied at 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Brought by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:06 to play. Wisconsin and Illinois tied at 52. They had called a foul on Coleman Hawkins. There was no technical issue at the end of it. The officials were looking at the monitor during the immediate timeout. So it's just a foul on Hawkins. It's his third, and free throws will be coming up for Max Klesman.
Yeah, it's good to check that kind of stuff. I mean, it's gonna be a little push and shove going in here because this is a big game for both clubs. What I'm liking about what Wisconsin's doing here in the second half, 61% of their offense in the paint.
Yes, sir.
Exactly what they need to be doing to continue this momentum. And it's fueling everything. It's fueling good shooting. It's fueling their defense. You can see the energy is much higher here in the second half.
DJ Karstensen, veteran official, coming out of that timeout huddle, was talking with Coleman Hawkins and Brad Underwood. Hawkins can have some drama to his game. He's really, really good. But they're just, it's a good piece of officiating is what this is. A lot of emotions.
Absolutely.
Here. Just settle, play hard, be clean. Klesman at the foul line. First free throw is good. And the Badgers lead 53-52.
Yeah, you brought something really key. When the officials have control and are calm, it keeps the peace. It makes things run very smooth.
Second free throw for Max. In and out and back in. Hit them both. 54-52. Wisconsin with 11:06 to play. Illinois has missed six of its last seven shots. Here's Justin Harmon driving the baseline left to the rim. Layup is good. That's how you saw the shooting slump. With a good take to the bucket, we're tied at 54. 10 minutes and 50 seconds remain. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall. Wraps it high on the left for John Blackwell. Blackwell between the circles. Ty Rogers defending. Blackwell out front. Gets a good bump from Wall. Blackwell right wing. Tossed it back out to Hepburn. Shot clock is 10. A pass for Tyler Wall, driving in the lane, spinning, goes up and under, and got hacked. Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line.
Again, taking advantage of his size and his physicality.
Ty Rogers with his first foul. Wall going to the foul line for the first time today. He has 15 points this afternoon, 68% free throw shooter. Is Tyler Wall. 10.5 minutes to play. First free throw for Wall. In and out, no good. They stay tied at 54. Wisconsin 12 of 15 at the foul line. Illinois 6 out of 9. Second attempt for Wall on the way, and that's good. And the Badgers have the lead back. Badgers getting it done inside. Illinois getting a lot done outside. 8 out of 15 from long range of the Illini today. DeMass throwing to Shannon. Hangs in the air, shooting, missing short, but a foul. As they get John Blackwell for his second. Terrence Shannon Jr. goes back to the foul line where he is 3 of 4 today. He has 14 points all in the first half. He had 35 last weekend at Penn State, left points at the line. He's a really good free throw shooter, but he went 13 of 19 in that game at Rec Hall. First free throw for Shannon is good. We're tied at 55.
He's got such a quick step. I think what caught Blackwell off when just watching that replay again, he just bounced right off the floor, and I think it just caught him off guard.
Second free throw for Shannon is good. Illinois leads 56-55, 10:22 remaining. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Throwing a Wall between the arcs. Tyler outside left. Hands off to Klesman. Max against the mask. Klesman left in the lane. Feeds Blackwell for three. Left corner. Off the rim. No good. Harmon the rebound for Illinois with 10:05 to play. Harmon on the move. Feeds Ty Rogers. Knocked away. And a foul is called. Ooh. Officials figuring out who they're going to assess it to. It'll be on Hepburn. That'll be his second. That's team foul number 7. So Illinois in the bonus with 10:02 to play. And the Illini leading the Badgers 56-55. Ty Rogers, 64.5% for the foul line coming into the game, 0 for 1. Missed that attempt in the first half. This is a 1-1. And the front end is good.
Well, with 10 minutes left and pretty much can guess that both of them are going to be in the bonus here to finish. This is going to be a little bit to Wisconsin's advantage, I think. The game's going to slow up.
Second free throw coming up for Rogers on the way, and that's short. Klesman the rebound. 57-55 Illinois, 10 minutes to play. Klesman up the floor for Wisconsin. He has 11 points here this afternoon. Drives off the right wing to the rim. Layup is good. He was wide open off the wing, and we're tied again.
That's what happens when you don't hedge that corner. It is so hard for the guard to get around that screen and then also recover, especially with Klesman's speed.
57-57. Here's DeMass driving left of the lane on Wall. Up left hand. Good off the window. They had him isolated. And DeMass takes advantage. 59-57 Illinois. 9.5 minutes remaining. Tyler Wall up top. Wall a lob. Storr lays it up at him on the right hand. He hangs in the air. Nabbed it with the right hand, and it drops home.
I felt like he was animated in air, and he just, you know what, I'm just going to lay it right here for
and
you.
And here's Shannon right back at you. Foul line jumper as he was hanging in the air. 61-59 Illinois. Klesman off the left wing in the lane. He'll fade. He'll flip. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Mask of Illinois with 9 minutes to play. 61-59 the Illini. DeMass steps into a three right of the circle. Good again, and he's hit 4 threes today. the most he has hit for Illinois.
Well, when you leave him as a set shooter, he's dangerous.
Here's Storr trying to match it right of the circle, wide left, an air ball out of bounds to Illinois with 8:39 to play, 64-59, the Illini. And now Connor Esegin will come in for Wisconsin. He's going to get AJ.
Yeah, that was a sophomore mistake right
there.
That was. Yeah, you got to have a better bucket, better possession when you're down five right now. You have to have a bucket.
Illinois today is 9 of 16 from long range. Marcus Damask is bringing it up the floor. He's 4 out of 6. 21 points. He also has 6 rebounds. Damask up top. High screen Harmon picked up by Esegin on the switch. Damask now a double from Tyler Wall. Damask splits the double. Finds Harmon down the lane. Layup is good. 64-50 to make that 66-59 Illinois, and Greg Gard will use a timeout as Illinois with a burst and now a 7-point lead, and this will be a full timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline, helping your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 8:16 to play, Illinois 66, Wisconsin 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Listen to coverage of the NCAA championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option. That's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 7-point run for Illinois, 8:16 remaining. Illinois 66, Wisconsin 59.
You're opening that discussion. It's two things, right? We got to stop penetration for Wisconsin because they're getting a lot of easy buckets the last couple minutes. But also, rotation has to be a little bit better here. I think got to see Gilmore. I think you got to see Ilver a little bit here and give him some physicality down low.
Blackwell, Esegin, Hepburn, Klesman, and Wall on the floor for Wisconsin. Greg Gard using a timeout. He has two available. Blackwell, sideline left, inbounds to Wall, left of the circle. Wall tosses it back out to Klesman against Ty Rogers. Max, couple of dribbles out between the arcs, tosses to Esegin. He flips to Hepburn. Shot clock at 12. Hepburn gives it up the Wall. Sends it back to Chucky off the left wing to the free throw line. 7 to shoot. Klesman goes into Wall. 5 to shoot. Klesman posting on Damask. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Good. Wall pulls the Badgers within 5.
That's a good bucket. Now a stop here. Get a little extra momentum back in your way.
7:45 remaining. 66-61 Illinois. Damask high on the left against Tyler Wall. A pass for Justin Harmon up top. He's with Esegin. Harmon whips it back to Damask. High on the left. Now Harmon puts it on the floor in the lane. Flipped it up. Missed, but a foul. They'll get Esegin as Justin Harmon, who averages 7 a game. We'll step to the free throw line as A.J. Storr will be ready to re-enter, but first the under-8 media timeouts. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 7:28 remaining. Illinois 66, Wisconsin 61. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Oakwardford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwardford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The game is SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Justin Harmon at the foul line, 7:28 remaining. Illinois 66, Wisconsin 61. Harmon, nearly a 90% foul shooter, gets two shots here.
And he's a guy that wants to get downhill, so you want to force him into stuff he's not comfortable with. So Asijan closing out on him like he's a three-point shooter or whoever's playing him is not the play. You want to force him out of the lane.
Harmon hits the first free throw, the transfer from Utah Valley. Second free throw airborne and good again. Illinois is 74% shooting team at the foul line. They get, average about 23 attempts per game, 68-61 the Illini. John Blackwell left wing, bounces the wall with 7:18 remaining. Wall posting under mask at the left block. Tyler back out to Blackwell, feeds Hepburn, takes the three, throwing to Storr right side. AJ off the wing, spin move to the cup, shot blocked away by Damask. It comes back down to Storr, low on the left, out to Chucky, tries a three right side, got it. Chucky Hepburn with a big triple, Badgers within four.
Big basket.
6:55 to play, 68-64 Illinois. Damask high on the left, throws to Shannon up top. Shannon off the Rogers screen, high on the right. A pass for Coleman, Hawkins on the right wing. Operates against Klesman, backing him down. Backing, right lane line, still backing. In the lane, goes up right hand, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rogers, it'll belong to Wisconsin. Olmax hanging in there.
He is really taking it to the chest, but he's got no other options.
6.5 minutes to play, 68-64 Illinois. Wall throwing to Blackwell, outside left. Bounce pass Wall, left of the lane against Damask. Tyler, backs mid post left, still back left block. One pump, up right hand, short, got his own rebound. One pump, back up, no. Whistle inside, foul called. As Tyler Wall fighting hard. He gets fouled by Justin Harmon. That will be his second. And team foul number six. 6:16 to play, 68-64 Illinois. Hepburn, baseline rival inbound. Looked it into Wall, right wing, feeds Max. On the right side, thought about it, turned it down, puts it on the deck, drives to the cup, shot blocked by Rogers, foul called. And Klesmy goes back to the free throw line. Ty Rogers with the foul. That'll be his second. 6:10 to play.
He's probably wondering where his teammates are on that, because that strong side help should have been right there.
Klesmy with 13 points today, 2 of 2 at the foul line. 6:10 remaining, 68-64 Illinois. And it stays that way as the first free throw hits the heel of the rim. Quincy Guerrier will come in for Ty Rogers. Wisconsin 13 of 17 at the foul line, Illinois 11 of 15. Second free throw coming up for Max Klesmy. On the way, and it's good. 68-65 Illinois, 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Marcus Damask brings it up the floor for the Illini. 21 points for him so far today. A pass for Shannon. Off the right elbow against Hepburn. A jab step. Jumper away from 16 feet. It went 17. No good. Rebound Hepburn. Chucky up the left sideline of the front court. Feeds Blackwell. Baseline left. Drives on Damask. Hangs in the air. Feeds Max. Turn down the three. Dribbles into the paint. Out to Blackwell. He'll try a three right of the circle. Money. The freshman with a triple. Badgers within one. Right, they've tied the game. Excuse me. Tie game at 68 with 5:35 remaining. Here's Marcus Damask to the front court. Isolates on Wall. Mid post left. Spins up left hand. Good again. When in doubt, let Damask go to work. 70-68. The Illini, 5:20 remaining.
He is such a tough player.
A.J. Storr, right of the circle against Terrence Shannon. Throws to Klesmy up top. Klesmy against Damask. Refeed Storr high on the right. A.J. off the right wing. In the lane. Out the black hole for three. Straight on. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Terrence Shannon. 5 minutes to play. 2-point lead Illinois. Here comes Shannon. Head of steam. Runs into traffic. Bodies on the floor. The foul is called. Ooh, a wicked collision. Hepburn and Klesmy both on the floor. The foul is on Max. That'll be his third.
That was like a bull in a china shop. How could you not? Max was just standing there. He literally ran right over him.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
They got away with that. Holy moly.
You know what? They called it on Blackwell, who reached in before.
Did they really?
The Klesmy foul. So the Shannon at the line for the 1-1, and it rolls in for him.
Mm.
So, yeah, they got Blackwell for reaching in before Shannon drove over Klesmy. 71-68 Illinois, 4:59 remaining. Shannon hit the first free throw, second one coming on the way, and it's good. 4-point lead for the Illini again. 4:58, clock running left to the Kohl Center. Hepburn throws to Wall, out high, feeds Blackwell high on the left. Blackwell bounce pass Wall, left of the lane against Quincy Guerrier. Tyler lost his balance, and he got fouled by Guerrier. And a 1-1 coming up for Tyler Wall with 4:46 to play. That's three fouls on Guerrier.
Tyler's noticing that he is not giving that space, and they're going to call that call every time. You have to give him the ability to make a move, and if he can't, he just looks like he's jumping on his back ready for a ride.
18 points for Wall today, 1 of 2 at the line. He has 6 rebounds to go along with his 18 points. This is a 1-1, and the front end is no good, and the rebound to Justin Harmon. Badgers leaving some points at the line here, 4:40 to play, 72-68 Illinois.
And those are really crucial in these tight games.
There's Damask on the left wing against Tyler Wall. Damask lifted inside. Guerrier catches, and he got tied up by Blackwell. And it's going to be 4 on John Blackwell. This will be a two-shot foul. As Quincy Guerrier, a 60% free throw shooter, steps to the line. 72-68 Illinois, 4:31 remaining. First free throw for Guerrier, short.
I think this would be a beautiful time with Blackwell having 4. Get Crowell back in, go a little bigger, and get some of that paint point action back.
Second free throw for Quincy Guerrier on the way, and that short. Just caught the front rim. Hawkins a rebound, throws it up, front rim no, and Max Klesmy clears for Wisconsin. Badgers dodge one there, back on offense, down 4. Klesmy, top of the circle, throws to Hepburn high on the left. Hepburn surveys, Wall trying to get the post. Chucky with a shot fake and tried to dribble off the wing and got fouled. That did Justin Harmon. That'll be his third, and Hepburn goes to the foul line. That was team foul number 9. This is a 1-1.
Yeah, those were big misses by Illinois. Down 4 right now. Wisconsin with that 4-minute mark. This is what we talked about early at the pregame. The last 4 or 5 minutes, they got to figure out ways to win. They're doing it at home. Today's got to be one of those days that they get that rhythm back.
Yeah, outside of the Rutgers game, all the other losses in February were either-or games. There for the taking. And another one here to begin March. Front end for Hepburn is good. 72-69 Illinois, 4 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. Chucky with 8 points today. Second free throw airborne, and that is short. Just caught the front rim to mask the rebound. Quick outlet to Shannon, and here comes Illinois. 72-69 the Illini. 4:05 to play in Madison. Damask outside left against Tyler Wohl. Again, they have him isolated. Damask off the left wing. Mid-post left. Backs in the lane. Shuffles, goes up, and missed it. Rebound, Guerrier, and a foul called. Down low. Hold your breath here. This might be on Blackwell, and it is. And that will be his 5th as we have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. We'll take a break. 3:54 to play. Illinois 72, Wisconsin 69. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. Transform your home with top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Right now, get a Criterion stainless steel gas range for just $618.99 after 11% off. Good to March 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Tyler Wohl doing what he can. He has 18 points, 6 rebounds, a couple of assists. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Charlie, you know, he has to do some extra heavy lifting with Steven Crowell. Limited minutes because of foul trouble. Stevie's back out there with 4 fouls now. Badgers down 3, 3:54 to play.
This is huge. No need to panic. You don't need to throw up a bunch of three-pointers, which you're not hitting a high percentage here in February. So go back to the middle. Steve's got to be really careful. Just stay straight up. You're tough to shoot over anyways. You don't need to reach. You don't need to have silly stuff. So this is key for Wisconsin. I think take that back over. Why it's so close, Illinois is a +5 in the make department in threes, and Wisconsin is dominating in the paint. So you have a little give and take there.
Quincy Guerrier makes the first free throw. John Blackwell has fouled out. He finishes with 7 points. Guerrier gives his team a 4-point lead. Second free throw is good, and after missing 2, he just cans a pair. And it's 74-69 Illinois. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hepburn out there with Wall, Klesmet, Storr, and Crowell. Hepburn throwing to Crowell, right wing, feeds Wall at the top. Now to Max for 3, right side. Bricked it wide left, and the rebound is handled by Shannon and then couldn't find. He was kind of caught up into the air. No outlet pass available. He throws it out of bounds, and a break for Wisconsin. They're going to say that was possession for Illinois, so I think they'll put, well, they actually have the shot clock at 20, so I thought they were going to cycle it to 30. 3:36 to play. Badgers down 5. Storr inbounds to Hepburn. Chucky takes it to the center circle. High screen Crowell. Hepburn throws to Crowell at the top. Stevie, one dribble, feeds Store, 10 to shoot. A.J. right of the lane, in traffic, up right hand, missed it short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois. With 3:22 to play, 74-69 the Illini.
That's the right play. You want to get shots at the rim, try to get the free throw line. Just couldn't hit on that one.
Now they got to dig deep, get a stop. As Damask brings it up for Illinois. He has 23 points today. Damask against Wall. Again, isolated. Damask in the lane, up left hand, good. Marcus Damask with two more, 76-69 Illinois, 3:06 to play. Hepburn outside left, he'll throw to Wall. Tyler behind the back on the dribble, in the lane, goes up, low on the right, good. Wall gets it right back, 76-71 the Illini.
For what you mentioned, they have to get stops. They got to get gritty here last 3 minutes.
2:50 remaining, Damask across half court on the left side, takes it to the wing, keeping the dribble alive. Damask driving off the left wing. Stops left block, backing on Wall, backing. Now leans in, now fades, flips, baseline left, hits again. He can make him with his eyes closed. 78-71 Illinois with 2.5 minutes remaining.
Ooh, is he playing dirty today?
Yeah, he is. Ooh. Coming back to the home state, doing some work. Here's Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell needs some help, finds Hepburn, shot fake from three, Chucky to the line, Hepburn in the lane, shot blocked, it comes down to Damask, and it goes to